We're the Wilson family. My lovely wife here, first name is Florence. My name is Russell. We originally from Ohio. We took and retired, moved down here, been here about 8 years. Before I moved down here, I had a melanoma on my back, part of my shoulder. I had an operation, and about a year or so later, the same place, signs come back where I had melanoma again. So the surgeon that went and operated once more, this time he took all my meat off, down right to the bone. In fact, he told my wife that he thought he went too far. Well, all probability, yes. For he put a big skin graft on my back over the place he removed, and the skin graft didn't want to take hold. And I didn't know, and still not much about it, but a skin graft, for so many days for it to take hold, and if it don't, then it don't. And then, but I, after I got out of the hospital the last time, well then, I had to go back to his office, the surgeon, and he'd take a big CC valve, a syringe, and he would drain the fluid from this place where the skin graft was. Well, every other day I went back, and three times a week at the least. One time I went into the office there, you know, and he wasn't there. And the nurse said he's in a special emergency operation. I said, well, okay, just let me come back some other time. So she called the doctor of the hospital. He said, no, he says, to send him up here. But anyway, what I didn't know, you know, about, as they were doing this continually, the nurse and other people would be back here studying my back and be whispering. And I didn't, you know, it wasn't really none of my business, but it made me curious. And I did notice one thing when they put that big old long needle in there, just about the size of a horse needle, it was a large syringe, and I didn't feel a pain. And I didn't make a connection, and yet I wasn't complaining, so I didn't say nothing. So, but anyway, one day down the road, this went on for a few months. And it was strange, and to continually draw that fluid out, after about better than a month, the fluid got less. But anyway, one day the doctor wasn't in there, so I asked the nurse, hey, you know, what's coming off back here? I hear you was talking, and you're doing all this and doing all that. And the nurse says, well, she said, we don't understand this. She says, it's all against everything that the doctor's been trained and taught, and the color of the graft isn't the color it's supposed to be, and yet it still shows life. And that's when I had the opportunity to witness to her and the doctor that God was doing a healing, and lots of prayer, and we were confident that everything would be all right. Well, we left some seed there for the Lord anyway. So then about a month after that, it stopped, and it healed up. Well, then I went on back to work, and then down the road, I went and I retired. And so then we moved down here to Florida, and I got a pain underneath my arm, and I felt a big object, lump-like, and it got to bottom to the point when I moved my arm, why it would hit. So I thought, well, with the encouragement from my wife to make me go. So I turned myself in to a surgeon here in Sebring, Florida. So then he examines it and all, you know, and down around my limp then, and just said it had to come out. Well, I guess it did, you know. So not knowing nothing about certain herbs that we do know now, we was at the mercy. So made the arrangement, and I said, all right, you can take it out, but I don't want no chemotherapy. Sometimes the chemotherapy makes me feel worse than the operation. So he said, that's fine then. And so he said, all right, we'll freeze it. And he says, whenever you feel some pain, well, then you give me the signal. And he says, we'll do that. So things went pretty well. Only one thing was that when he got into there, it was in farther than what he thought it was, and nerve tissues known, and be careful, and he took it 3 hours and 45 minutes. And so he earned his money anyway, even if I didn't have to get it out of my pocket. So anyway, he done a good job for what the physicians know. He knew his job. So I got to see the object. They held a blanket up in front of my face, and the nurse, one of the nurses says, "You want to see it?" I said, "Yeah." So she held it up with a pair of prongs about that long, at least that long, and about that high. Now, I don't know how thick, because she didn't turn around. And it wasn't too pleasant to look at, and I'm getting older. It's like, I'm not as tough as I used to be if I was. So anyway, everything went healed real well, you know. I went home, and I went back for my final checkup, and go in the office there, you know, and say, "Hey, you know, it came back bad." You know, he didn't use that word, but I guess positive. So he said I had to have chemotherapy. Well, I kind of panicked within myself and tried not to show it, and I said, "Okay." I walked outside the office, and I still was frozen. I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't prepared for it. Because we always pray about everything we do, because, hey, we ain't nothing without the Lord. And so anyway, I got home, and I said, Florence, I said, "What in the world did I tell him?" I said, "No way." I said, "I see him get chemotherapy. They live 5 years. And if they don't take it, they still live 5 years." So I called and I said, "Forget it." And they called down here how many times, I don't know, want me to take that. I said, "Nope." So I got by pretty well. And finally, it started bothering me.
My back
started bothering me. And it started my left arm. It went into my chest, the pains, all the way across my pants, little by little. It didn't happen overnight. It started on my left arm. And then that's when we got knowledge of the Kissimmee herb that Alpha Omega sells. And so we decided to take this treatment. And my wife, she can tell you what she done when she took the treatment. The first treatment was on my back, where they had previously operated on twice.
In 24 hours, George, there was a great big hole down in there, and out of that hole came a round tumor. And then there's some more little tumors upon there when I treated his back. And then it started draining, looked real gray looking. It started drained about what? 31 days.
And the bandages changed.
And I'd change it sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. And then later on, after that healed, he started getting pains down his arm mm-hmm. and across his chest again. And then right here, on his arm, I put another bunch of blacks. We just put the Kissimmee on there, and. That took it out of his arm and his chest.
What came out? Like a tumor?
Yeah.
But there was no raised lesion or opening. It was just, you put it at the origin of the pain?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Okay. I just fell around and got the sore spot, you know. And it was strange how that pain, it was this complete arm, part of this arm, the whole chest, and it just seemed like it just somebody was just pulling the pain out. And it just went like that, you know, And then when this ordeal was all over, all this pain was gone.
Do you want to?
Later on, he got some on this side of his face,
mm-hmm.
and I treated that, but it wasn't just a little bit on this side. But on this side, last fall, over here on this side, I treated that, and there was.
Turn your head there.
On this side over here, you can see the scar there. There's about. Three big tumors, about like that,
mm-hmm.
came out of there. Oh, it was real big, like big cores.
You know, I never.
And then that pain went away. That itching, he had terrible itching and pain, till we got that come out. Right, it's cleared.
You know, George, that one place, the large tumor was on my back. This is something that I'll never forget. It came out, and as it comes out, it keeps shrinking, drying up, and it. As it came out, it fell out, so to speak, and it hung there on a strand. It didn't look much bigger than the human hair. And it hung down about that far from a big hole that it went through. And one night, I had to sleep on a couch lay on that one side. One night, you know, I thought, I'll reach back, because I dare not touch or pull it, because it's got to work itself, you know. with this treatment. So I just reached back here, you know, and that piece, that tumor was laying there, and I give it a little squeeze. You know, just a, I don't know why, just some silly thing. And when I squeezed, it let me know that that was alive. There was a sharp pain there, just like somebody put a knife in my back. Now, there wasn't hardly nothing connected. It was thicker than a human hair, but I mean, just like a thread, really, like a piece of a thread you sew with. But I tell you, that stuff is wonderful. You know.
Would you like to show us the back you have right now?
Yeah, okay.
All right, you start talking.
Right here was where the big hole was. And that's where the biggest tumor. And then up here, up in this area, they had some more small tumors. There's small ones all over. But it drained. It drained for 31 days.
Well, how do you feel now, Russ?
Getting older. Well,
life itself, you know, is a daily battle. I feel like I've got this whipped, but I know if I don't, because the way I see this, it originally, if I had what you have, your product to sell, I wouldn't even remember when I done it. It was over. But the melanoma had been in my body so long that, hey, you know, it just, I guess it's sometimes it lay dormant, but the damage was done, it was there in my body. Now, like I said to you earlier, or the other, a while back, the surgeon that done this was no dummy. He was the one up north, and speaking of, one operated my back twice, and like, I don't know if you, well, you don't know, but anyway, this man was classified as such a good surgeon that when the former President Ronald Reagan was shot, they asked him to come to operate on the president. So he wasn't no doctor in a hole in a wall or something, whatever you want to say. He was one of the better ones, you know. But he was a good man, and he done his best. But they're not oriented towards natural healing and things of the nature that you all are involved in. I feel like all this is intact, and I feel like if something would happen again, because of the prolonged time that's been in my body, and I've got something here that can take care of the problem again. Of course, the rest of me, my body, is just because of my age. I have to keep fighting myself.
So how old are you?
Past 71.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's, I don't even like to say the word. So that's about all I know to say and tell.
Thank you very much.
Okay.